This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Google challenged nonprofits in Illinois to come up with ideas to improve communities. Around 170 groups submitted ideas, and 10 winners were chosen. One of them is from Western Illinois. That group is the Illinois Institute for Rural Affairs, or IIRA. Its idea addresses the issue of food deserts. The 10 winners will each receive a $75,000 grant from Google. They're also competing for an extra $250,000 through what Google calls its People's Choice Award. People can vote for their favorite plan online until Thursday night. A link can be found on the IIRA's website. The Institute's Sean Park and John Greedle helped craft the organization's plan. Park says grocery stores are closing in more and more rural communities, so he started thinking about solutions to that problem.
As cooperatives became more and more part of my work, we kind of decided, well, could we find a way to do it where it's community funded? And so we used that model to kind of bring the fresh food back into small communities.
Sean's developed a model that's really very effective. It doesn't take as much time as the usual co-op formation. It doesn't require as much investment. And it's focused on what the small towns need. They need a place, as our store in Winchester says, they need a place where people can come to make dinner. And then we get rid of a lot of the overhead expenses. So they have very modern refrigeration that is energy efficient, doesn't cost nearly as much in the utilities. We try to help them connect to local farmers so they can buy produce competitively priced that's really very fresh, probably organic, desirable. So we make some modifications to the usual grocery store model that work in the rural communities.
You mentioned Winchester. Is that the particular community you focused on in this grant application?
Well, it was kind of our prototype. That community worked really hard to put together the Great Scott Community Market, and they allowed us a lot of latitude in making some decisions. So we really feel like it's a great representation of what could be done. Now, granted, that, like I say, that community put a lot of work into it.
How long ago did that start, and how has it been working out?
Let's see. It started about, would have been the fall of 2017, and they opened in late August of 2018. We're helping with the bookkeeping, kind of making sure everything runs smooth for a while, but they're doing well.
So this is very quick, really, with from the very first interest in the project to actually opening the store was less than a year in Winchester. And often for cooperatives, it takes 5 to 7 years to get it going. So we've got a model that's cuts down the time, cuts down the investment, fits what the rural communities need. So we're now working with about 4 or 5 other communities that have contacted us.
Is this a recent phenomenon, or is this something that food deserts, is this something that has been an issue, a challenge for a while?
It's been growing. It's kind of a result of small town grocers dealing with the Walmarts coming in. Walmart went from being not a grocery department to being the largest grocery sales in the country over the last 20 years. And a lot of small grocers didn't have the money to invest back into their business. While they are struggling, the dollar stores come in and they've taken just enough sales out of it that the local grocer goes out of business. The problem is that they were the only ones bringing fresh food, the produce, meat, deli, and that's a real hardship on the health of the community as well.
Your project helps start co-ops. What about places that are at risk of losing their grocery store? Are you able to help those places?
Yeah, we do provide some technical assistance on those. I ran a small grocery store for 10 years, so I have some experience doing it. I know where the pain points are. There's not always something that can be done about it, but we try our best to help those too. So we've worked with several small town IGAs and other stores.
Is this sort of the fact that you used to work at a small grocery store? Is that sort of the seed of the idea?
A lot of the new model came out of eliminating the problems I had. So when I looked at it, I knew what challenges they were facing. And starting from scratch, we completely avoid those if possible.
Sean's experience has really been vital to the project because he can advise these stores on details, but of course they're critical details like, you know, what type of refrigeration to use, what's the markup on certain items compared to other items, even what kind of cutting table. You know, stores have texted him and asked them, which of these cutting tables should we purchase, which would be most effective for our store. So Sean's able to offer them some real grassroots important help with those type of things.
John Greedle and Sean Park are with the Illinois Institute for Rural Affairs. The Institute and nine other nonprofits in Illinois received $75,000 grants through the Google Impact Challenge. Google is now holding a vote for the People's Choice Award from among those 10 grant recipients. The winner will receive another $250,000. The voting ends Thursday night. A link to cast an online vote can be found on the website for the Illinois Institute for Rural Affairs. You can vote once from each device you own. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.